Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Monson. I am Molly.
And I am Kim.
And we're excited to come to you every Monday to Friday drive time. We think it's a very captivating audience because in Colorado, between 5 to 6 p.m., most people are stuck in their cars.
So we make it more pleasant. You can learn something. It's a great time to be stuck in your car.
Yeah. So sorry about the traffic out there, guys. We're working on that. And you can, too. And really, the thing to do is to get involved locally and find out what's going on, because every decision a politician makes has an effect on your life.
It does.
And that's not just at the federal level. That's at the city council, school board, RTD, all that stuff.
County, all the way up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So in case we've got some new listeners, because we are live right now down at the Small Business Expo at the Convention Center in Denver downtown, we want to share with you kind of what we do and why we do it.
Very good. Yeah. We look at important issues that should be on that busy person's radar. We look at these issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And then we do a variety of other kinds of stories like exceptional endeavors, those kind of the Paul Harvey things of, you know, people having perseverance, success, determination. And then every Friday we do our World War II project. We had the great honor to go to Normandy with four D-Day vets last year. Molly, we came back realizing that these stories are so important to share. So every Friday we have typically either a World War II vet or perhaps if they've passed on, maybe a child, to talk about what those stories were. So definitely look at those. And you can go to our website, AmeriChicks.com. Everything is archived on there. So all those shows are there. They're rich. People really like them.
Yeah. And if you have a family member or somebody that you know of that was in the war, call us, Facebook us, email us, let us know. We'd love to share that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So like I said, we're down at the Small Business Expo, and it's really exciting to be here. If you're here, come say hi to us. But the cool thing about this is that people are excited. People are energized. People are getting out there and starting businesses again.
I love it.
I think it's just great. You know, America, I mean, the backbone of America is small businesses. You know, National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, mm-hmm. We had Tony Gagliardi in studio with us
last week
mm-hmm. I believe. You know, they really do a great job going to the government and saying, you know, here's what you do that hurts business opportunities and hurts the ability to create jobs and hurts the ability for entrepreneurs to really start getting things going. And here's what regulations and taxes and things you should start rolling back. And NFIB, what they said is that, you know, small businesses, they employ half of the private sector employees in America.
It's amazing.
That's a big deal. And it's a good thing because the government doesn't actually create any wealth.
Not at all. They just transfer it around.
Right. So we need to shrink those government jobs so that they're just doing what we ask them to do, what we've hired them to do, what we pay them to do, and let the rest of us get to work creating jobs.
Right. So a couple of ways that's going to happen, though, is tax reform and get this whole health care thing figured out.
Yeah. Well, those are really big deals. And so the people that we're sitting down here, there are so many different entrepreneurs. And then so you've got all your small businesses, and they came out today to really market themselves. And I think that's good because mm-hmm. that's a tough thing on a lot of business owners' minds. Is, okay, you went through, you had the napkin idea, and then you went through your marketing plan, and you're going through, you know, your funding. There's so much to do. There really is so much to do. And then you're like, okay, so then how do I expand my reach? And there's so many people here that are out telling stories on how to do that. You know, Bill Walsh, you see over here on the right, he's doing a presentation right now, American's Business Expert, just giving people ideas. And everybody's got their pen out and their paper out, and they're writing great ideas, and it just feels good.
It feels
people
really
are
good.
Ready to get to work.
Yes. And, you know, there's something, Molly, like you say, having an idea on a napkin. I mean, in a way, that's kind of what we're doing.
Oh, for sure.
We started basically from scratch and have continued to build the radio show, the reach of all the other things that we do with women's groups, the different programs that we bring forth. And it's exciting. It's a lot of work. It's not a 40-hour-a-week job, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the point, too, is wouldn't you rather work, you know, 100 hours a week for yourself than 40 hours for somebody else?
Well, we would.
I mean, I remember when I first started out, we both were in the financial industry. I was a mutual fund wholesaler, but originally I started on the phone as a customer service person with T. Rowe Price. And so you are tied to that phone all the time, and you can't get up until somebody comes by and taps you on the shoulder. I mean, you are stuck there. That's not much fun. It's fun to get out and do what you want to do, do what you love, and to earn a living by creating value for somebody else. That somebody else says, I really like that idea. I am going to trade my hard-earned money for that because that's going to make my life better. That's what entrepreneurship is all about, and that's what America is all about.
Well, and you know, when Obama said in his presidency that you didn't build that, that was really hurtful to the American dream. And now that we have a businessman in the White House who understands what it takes to build a business, you can just feel it here. There is an excitement about people going out, putting, like you say, starting on a napkin, putting their shingle out, and working to create a business to trade value for value. And then they can become successful and wealthy. And that's so unique about the American idea.
It is. And, you know, I think over the past 8 years when President Obama was in place, you know, and he said you can't build that, and he started to really put regulations and taxes that were so tough on people that was really pushing them down that people started to believe they couldn't, and they stopped trying, and a lot of businesses stopped expanding, and they were holding their money in cash because they were so unsure what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then you had Obamacare and all of these mandates on employers and how many people they had, you know, how much money they had to give. And so now that those regulations are starting to be rolled back, as President Trump has started to do, people are ready to start investing again. And it's just like this positive energy has been unleashed in America. I love it.
Well, it's exciting. We had Patrick Hedger on earlier this week with FreedomWorks, and he said something that I've thought a lot about. And he said that last year, the Federal Register, which is kind of a list of all the rules, regulations, and laws and all, was 92,000 pages long. It's going to be 62,000 this year. That's pretty exciting, Molly.
That is awesome, awesome stuff. So again, this is the AmeriChicks on KDMT, and we are at the Small Business Expo down in Denver right now, and we're talking to small businesses about their great ideas, and we're going to share some of those with you. Next, we're going to talk to an IT guy who's got a lot of help, and that's going to help Kimmy and I as well. So stick with us. If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment, and closing fees are limited. Active duty or retired military, reserves, and surviving spouses may qualify. Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook have spent decades finding the correct loan to suit your unique financial situation. Give Home Mortgage Alliance a call at 303-888-2732. That's 303-888-2732. Or check them out on our AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com.
Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender. Sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507.
When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516, or visit her online at Karen-Levine.com and tell her the AmeriChicks sent you.
Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes. Oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you. Hey, welcome back. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and we are at the 2017 Small Business Expo here in Denver. And it is really exciting, Molly, to see all of these different exhibitors out here that are putting their shingles up and going after their dreams. It's a great thing.
It sure is. It feels like this economy is about to get going again. And that's awesome because a rising tide lifts all boats, and I'm ready to get on that tide.
That sounds like a good plan. So, hey, we are excited to have with us a new friend of ours, Bill Imony. And he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, I would say. He does a lot of different things. So, but we're going to start with, first of all, Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Let's put that mic a little closer to your mouth.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you do a lot of things. You're an author. You're an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about a number of these things. But first of all, let's talk about your new business.
Yeah. When you said entrepreneur extraordinaire, I thought maybe you were talking about somebody else. But okay. So the new business is so there's two things that small businesses are frustrated with. One is Obamacare, and the second thing is their IT, their computers. And we can't do anything about Obamacare right now. We're waiting for the politicians to take care of that. But when it comes to IT and the money that small businesses are having to spend to keep their computers working, to stay online and stay connected, they're having to spend a lot of money. They've got to hire a full-time IT person or outsource it to someone, or maybe even have an offshore company take care of it who may be communication barriers. So what we've done is we're working to solve that problem. We're actually launching that here in Denver.
Love it.
A platform for IT support for small businesses.
And so you're using an interesting billing model on this, aren't you? You're using an interesting billing model on this, right? It's kind of like the Uber.
Yeah, it's almost like the Uber, and charging more for when they use it. Today, a small business may hire an IT person. That IT person is essentially a the IT person essentially is either a full-time person you're going to pay for who's spending half his time sitting around twiddling his thumbs while he's fixing PCs, or they're hiring a firm and they're spending $300-$400 an hour to have someone come out and fix their problems, or they have to go to Geek Squad or someplace like that. So what we're doing is kind of pricing it by the time that you use it into smaller pricing increments.
Yeah. Well, if there's anybody who needs a Geek Squad, it's Kim Munson sitting right here, this Americhick.
Yeah.
I tell you what, every single day she's got a challenge with her computer. And I'm like, is that thing like on dial-up or what?
It's like,
it's a good thing for Kim is she has a next-door neighbor that's like really good at computers. So unfortunately, she has to make him a lot of desserts to keep him coming. But she needs help.
Yeah.
So we love, Bill, what you're doing, your idea with your company. So it's going to be like a phone app, kind of like Uber. But so for people who need IT help quickly, they can get you that way.
Right, exactly. And if you think about it, every small business has a series of devices that they're, it's a restaurant, they've got cameras, they've got registers, they have everything they've got to manage, and it's becoming more and more complicated, and every time you upgrade one thing, something else breaks. So yeah, it's getting that immediate on-demand help for IT problems. And the other piece of it too is we are working to engage people to get on the platform and support the small businesses, and we're looking at people like veterans who may looking for work and wanting to do that because they've had to support their own computers when they were off overseas fighting for our country.
Bill Imony, I think that is so creative, this idea, because in America, I find that people really have a heart for our veterans. There's such a concern for our veterans. And to actually mirror value for value, the dignity of work. And like you, when we were talking the other day, you said, some of our veterans may not be as mobile as they would like. So this is a business that they could do from their home. And again, it's right here in the United States. I just think it's so creative.
Yeah, exactly. And the other piece of it, too, everything we're doing is based in the United States. So actually, you won't even be able to access what we're doing outside of the United States. We're keeping it all Americans working, supporting Americans.
I love that. And I do, I so appreciate, global economy. However, I have to tell you, when I need something and I call up and I get somebody go, this is Roger. I'm like, this is not Roger.
Billy Bob. Or, one of those names that it's not.
Right.
But then also, I love that you've got veterans that can be doing this. Now, when are you guys going to launch?
This will be in August.
Okay.
Okay. Right. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, we are too. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're launching it here in Denver. What better place to do it, right?
Yeah. It's a hip, creative town, so this is going to be great.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Business here.
So, Bill, tell me this, because a lot of people listening, because this is Denver's Money Talk Radio. We're the Americhicks KDMT every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. A lot of people that listen are are either, you know, our business owners or our people of means that may have that idea that they want to do something new because they're listening because it's money talk. And they want to know, all right, if I have an idea, is it time to go? And if so, where do I start? Talk a little bit about how you got started taking the leap to entrepreneurship.
Well, that's a good question. And I think a lot of people who are small business owners, they want to do their own thing, right? That's the first thing. But then at the same time, they've got to find something that they're passionate and good at. So what we did about 7 years ago, we started a consulting firm, spun off from a larger consulting firm, and our firm is called Trinergy, and we started that myself and another partner. And I think key to that is to have someone else that you can work with and you know you can work with. And my partner and I, Peter Purcell, we worked together for like 7 years before, and we knew each other. We knew how we operated. And so a lot of times people go out on their own and they're kind of lonely and by themselves. So that, I think that's an important piece of it, is to start it with some other people that you're good at working with.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the same with Molly and I.
We used to really like to work together. That's why we started this business.
That's exactly right. So let's talk a little bit about Trinergy. Again, I just love the entrepreneurship of this. So what does Trinergy do exactly?
So we are a non-traditional management consulting firm. We do things a little bit differently than the other firms do and operate. So when someone says the word consultant, usually people are going, oh, no, stay away. We don't need a consultant.
Yeah, because like in the movie Parenthood, and she was going to get married, was it Parenthood? And they said, oh, what does he do? Oh, he's a consultant. Oh, so you're looking for a job, right? But he actually did have a really good job, was making good money because he was helping other people.
Right, yeah. But the other part of it is people, if you think about the movie Office Space, where Bob and Bob are sitting across asking people, the red stapler, people are asking really ridiculous questions. That's how most people feel. I've got these consultants coming in, asking me a bunch of questions. I'm telling them about your business, and they're wasting a bunch of time. So we do it a little differently. Our people know the business already, so we come in, we already know the answers, so we're coming in with an approach to actually go get stuff done. So we're action-oriented. So every project that we do, we're achieving results along the way, as opposed to sitting around in a conference room asking people a bunch of silly questions that we should already know the answer to.
You know, it seems like the Senate should call you regarding the health care bill. You know, it seems like you could help them out a little bit if the Senate.
Yeah, that's a whole other animal. You know, we actually thought about getting into the public sector consulting, but
it's slow.
And it really doesn't fit our operating model. Right. Most of our clients, they want stuff done now, quickly. And when
efficiently.
Well,
let me ask you a question. And again, this is the Americhicks, and we are down at the Small Biz Expo in Denver, Colorado right now because small businesses are thriving and getting ready to go. This economy is lifting up, and we are super excited to be in America today. And we're speaking with Bill Imony, and he is a serial entrepreneur. And so I want to ask you a question because our friend Dr. Jill Vecchio just got back in town from D.C., speaking of health care bill that the Senate has just now shown their new bill today. And she said that the HHS security, Tom Price, has said go out there and talk to business owners and doctors and, you know, regular individuals about what kind of regulations within Obamacare hurt their business so that they know what they need to get rid of, so that they've got kind of some, you know, so it's not the fishbowl trying to figure out how to fix the problem that they started, but they're actually listening to people like us and you to see what they need to do.
My immediate answer is get rid of all of them. I mean, in all candor, to try to work to replace Obamacare and rewrite things in it, we're really not getting rid of Obamacare. We're just rewording things and then calling it something new and saying, yay, we got rid of Obamacare.
Yeah.
The real point is, let's just get, why do we have to have the regulations to begin with?
Right.
So from our perspective, the first couple of years, we weren't impacted because we didn't fall into this big business category of Obamacare participants. Then all of a sudden, my CFO walks in and says, guess what, Bill? We're now part of the Obamacare regulation now, and then our rates doubled. Now, we pay for all of our employees' premiums for them, and so we had to let our employees know, guess what? And I wanted to put a line in their paycheck. Now it's all electronics. You don't see paychecks anymore. It's
right.
Your Obamacare,
surcharge,
account.
Really.
Yeah, but frankly, it doubles, and it hurts.
You know, and as you mentioned,
they doubled?
Yes.
You said those rates doubled?
Yes, absolutely.
What year was that?
It was 2015.
And how many employees did you have?
30.
30 employees.
You know, and what is so interesting about Obamacare is it really would penalize companies from being more and more successful. So, you know, you like you say, for a while you were down underneath that threshold. The minute that you went over that threshold, you became more successful, your business was growing, you were penalized for that. And so what that actually does to the economy, Bill, I think, is it slows down growth.
It does slow growth. It does. But the reality is there's regulations out there, and we're going to be successful no matter what. And so we've got to, first of all, we've got to be vigilant in doing the things you guys are doing and helping people understand what the impact of those regulations are and having these conversations, which is great.
Well, great. We're talking with Bill Imony, and he is an entrepreneur. And before we go to break, you have written a book that it has a little tongue-in-cheek. It's just a great book. It's called Jargon, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So anyone out there who works for a large company, you hear all these business buzzwords floating around, and usually they're invented by some academician or invented by a consultant. And the consultant invents the word, and then all of a sudden it goes viral and everybody jumps on the bandwagon. So we as a consulting firm got tired of hearing all this jargon that didn't mean anything. Use words, say what you mean, don't make up words. So we actually took a humorous view on all the buzzwords that companies use and have invented, and kind of make fun of it a little bit, but also talk about what they really are. So if you hear these terms and you read that book, it's called Jargon. So it's like jargon and it's gone, with gone in parentheses. We actually take a topic, and we have about 30 different topics that we kind of pick at and kind of make fun of.
Give the fish example.
Oh, you've read.
Teach a man to fish.
Yes.
F-I-S-H.
Yes, fishing as in when you have fishing and farming. It's P-H-I-S-I-N-G, which is when someone comes into your computer and tries to take some of your credit card information. Yes, and then you probably remember the quote better than I do. But
yeah, so you know, you teach a man to fish. You help him feed himself forever. And so this is, you teach a man to fish. You know, he eats forever. And if you teach a man to P-H-I-S-H,
he will take over
your computer and all of your finances and your bank accounts and everything else forever. So, yeah. So.
Well, you know, I have to throw a word in here. I was on city council for 4 years, and one of my favorite words, or maybe unfavorite, is collaborate. And what I've determined is the word collaborate means that there will be politicians and bureaucrats that will work together to take more of your money and put more rules and regulations on your life. So that was one. Can I do an addendum to your book?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and if you've got ideas for a second jargon too, I'd be glad to hear it, because there's so many different buzzwords that you hear out there. Collaborate. Yeah, you're right. That just means we're going to have a meeting and we're going to sit around and talk about something and nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Except in government, they're going to take more of your money.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we are talking with Bill Imony here. He is an entrepreneur. He has a company, Trinergy, that you started how long ago?
7 years ago.
7 years ago. And then you're starting a new company now as well.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, we're going to go to break. We'd also like to talk a little bit about a story of your grandfather.
Yeah.
World War II. So when we come back with Bill Imony, we'll talk about that.
Yep. This is the Americhix, Molly and Kim, and we are at the Denver Small Business Expo. So if you're here, come on by and say hello to us, and we'll be right back.
Have a great night out and watch the best movies under the stars at the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. Beginning Friday, June 16th through the 22nd, the triple feature at 88 Drive-In will include Captain Underpants, Wonder Woman, and Alien Covenant. Admission is $8 per person and children under 12 are free. Stay for one or all three. Please be sure to visit the delicious snack bar to help 88 Drive-In Theater continue to bring you the best in movie entertainment. Get their special pizza deal Monday through Thursday. Receive one 12-inch pizza and two 16-ounce sodas, all for only $11. Stay up to date on movie showings and times at 88drivein.net. And be sure to tell them the Americhix sent you.
Okay, welcome back. We are the Americhix, Molly and Kim. We have Bill Imony with us. He is an entrepreneur, and we're going to talk to him in a little bit about his grandfather's story in World War II. But during the break, Molly had a great question to Bill regarding rules and regulations on your business. And you were telling us a really interesting story about charitable giving.
Yeah, that's right. And so when it comes to charitable giving, in terms of tax deductibility, there are certain limits on how much you can actually claim as a deduction for charitable giving as it pertains to a percentage of your income. So so for example, our income dropped a little bit, but we kept our giving up. But actually, our effective tax rate went up because we weren't able to deduct as much from a charitable giving perspective. So when the government and your tax incentives are putting you in a direction, it's making companies become less charitable. But that's not the only thing. I mean, frankly, if you look at our tax structure today and how much, you pay sales tax on everything, and then all of a sudden, you get a 40% effective income tax rate. So that's something that I know our current administration's been talking about.
Yeah.
Is actually reducing that and cutting that corporate tax rate down significantly.
Well, and if that happens, then what you will see is businesses will go out and start to grow, and they will be hiring people. You know, you mentioned sales tax bill. That's been something that's been of real concern to me, because that really hurts our young people, our millennials that are out there, you know, trying to make ends meet. It hurts our seniors, and it hurts the poor. And we're seeing across the spectrum these different proposals to increase sales taxes. In fact, Molly, you remember there was one in the legislature this year that would have increased Colorado sales tax by 17%. And I think that it would be a good idea if many of these bureaucrats and politicians would start to tighten their belt and become more efficient, like a business has to, instead of, you know, looking to take more and more money.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There needs to be some accountability there for what they're spending and how much they're spending. And right now, there's no accountability, and there's no reason for them to reduce costs. And you keep hearing about infrastructure projects and all these other things going on, and they're just spending more and more. No matter what happens, through any administration change, they keep spending more and more, and they're spending it different ways.
Yeah.
And then going back to the whole tax structure thing, it's actually a competitive disadvantage to small businesses, because if you're a larger business. You hear about a lot of these companies moving their headquarters offshore so they can defer their taxes.
That's a good point.
Well, it's not economical for a small business
Sure.
to do it. So if you're a small, medium-sized business, you can't afford to do that. You can't afford to go move your corporate headquarters to somewhere in Europe or somewhere in the Bahamas or something like that. So that's the other piece of it that needs to change as well.
Yeah. You know, and this is the Americhicks that we're talking about to small business owners about, you know, issues that and concerns that they have, so that we can bring these solutions to the government. We're at the Small Biz Expo right now. We've got a lot of small business owners here around us, and they're doing what they can to get out and drum up business, and that's great for them, and that's great for all of us. And, you know, we always say that the government isn't the solution, and we, the people, have the solution, and we want to encourage people to start thinking that way and start to think, what is your solution? What's your non-government or smaller government solution? And let's talk about it, and let's share it with the government so they know what to do. You know, right now, we've got, down at Congress, we've got the House trying to pass a budget, but we would like for them to pass it before they go on vacation. You know, what was that saying? You don't work, you don't eat.
That's
thinking maybe that the Congress needs to know that as well, because they're going to take off on the 4th of July for the entire week, and then also 5 weeks starting, I think, July 28th, so that they're not, you know, working on our budget. And I think we should tell them, don't go home on vacation until you get this done.
Right.
We need to incentivize our Congress to get something done.
Well, we're talking with Bill Imony, who is an entrepreneur, a small business person. And Bill, you don't just pick up and leave if there's work to be done, do you?
No, we don't. And the interesting thing is, when you talk about that, we hire young people. We have a lot of millennials that work for us, and people have this, oh, the millennials, and they paint them a certain way. A lot of the millennials we have working for us, I don't have to tell them that. So if there's work that needs to be done, and it'll even the case, it'll be noon on Friday, and I say, hey, everybody, take the rest of the week off, and nobody's leaving. And I'm looking, come on, guys, let's go. And they're going, well, we got a phone call to do. We got to do X, Y, Z. And they have that motivation to do it.
Love it.
And if they can do that coming out of school, why in the world can't our elected officials do the same thing, right?
Exactly. Well, I think it's a big education issue, Bill, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there, is we've got to make sure that we're educating kids the right way so that when they go out into the workforce, they are acting as responsible adults. And you know what? Teach them how to balance their checkbook before they go run for Congress so that then they remember, you know what, if I don't have this money here, I don't need to go out and buy a brand new car. Let's balance that budget before. And speaking of young ones, I saw an article Sunday that was Forbes, and it's written by Stephen Moore. He's a famous economist. Most people know him. He said, we have 100 million people over the age of 16 that are out of the labor force right now.
That's astonishing.
They're unemployed, and they're looking for work. And I think that it's time to start encouraging them. You know, when President Obama said, you can't build that, and the life of Julia, you need big government to help you, I think we need to go back out and start encouraging people that you can do it. And
right.
And so I just think that it's time to get going again. And it's encouraging that we have all of these kids out there, and we have folks that are available for work, so it's time to encourage them to get to work.
Well, here at the Small Business Expo, we see a lot of people that are wanting to create a business, young people that are interested in creating a business. We work with a number of millennials as well, and certainly appreciate that. I want to go back to something that Bill Imani said just recently, and that is something about big business. You know, there's been kind of this misnomer that big business likes one political party over the other. When you really drill down, big business and big government like each other, because big business, they have the accountants, they have the attorneys that can help them navigate through rules and regulations. It's the middle guys and the small business that they can't move their headquarters offshore. And so, again, we need to realize that lower regulations, lower, you know, less rules, lower taxes, you know, if we get that in place, Bill, I think it's going to be amazing what's going to happen here in America.
No, I agree, because you look at our economy today, half the people in the United States work for small businesses. And you think about that's half of our country, and there's not enough support and emphasis on that. And it's true. You've got some big companies out there that are maybe, you know, donate and contribute to certain political initiatives, and things get passed, and different regulations get passed, and all of a sudden, who gets squeezed? It's the small business guy, or it's the industry that is not in favor,
right,
with the current administration or the past administration.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't want to pay attention to politics because they think it doesn't affect their lives. But as soon as you get in, you open your own business, I think then you really start paying attention. It's like when you graduate from college, you get that first job, and you're like, oh, who's FICA? You know, like, who took my money? You know, and you just start paying, oh, what's going on down there? You know, why are they doing that? And then you start paying attention. But it's the same thing with the business regulations. You know, right now here in Colorado, we have coming up it's going to be an initiative put on the ballot in 2018 to ban the sale of smartphones for kids under the age of 13. Now, we can talk about, you know, why you don't want kids to be on a smartphone all the time so young and all that, and that's totally true. And I think that's a free market solution we should do. But here's one thing that is going to hurt a business. This is a government regulation that, if this passes, will really hurt businesses. This is saying that if you are a retailer and you sell phones, you're going to have to ask everybody who walks in to buy a phone if they're buying it for anyone under the age of 13. Okay? Then you're going to have to document it. Step three, you are going to have to file a monthly report with the Department of Revenue and let them know how many people you talked to and yes or no was the answer and what was that. How does that regulation stifle possibly a business?
Well, let's put it this way. You know what people are going to do? They're going to go to across the border to Oklahoma and sign up for a cell phone plan because cell phone plans don't have borders. So, you know, a lot of people keep their cell phone plans from their original states they live in. If you look at people's area codes, so it's going to be ineffective. It's going to hurt anybody that has a business that they're dependent upon smartphones, or they're selling them. It's got the guy around the corner trying to sell it, but it's just more, it's a tax,
yeah.
Right? It's really a tax.
Well, and, you know, we know some of the people that have talked about this particular issue. They're moms that care deeply about kids and about the screen time for kids, and certainly I understand, you know, their concern, but it should be an educational kind of a thing, and parents should be able to make the decision instead of rules and regulations.
Well, you're just what's going to happen is you're going to have an underground market for this, and people are going to find a way to get phones and go get them from another state or get them somewhere else. But this really comes down to, do I need the government babysitting my kids for me or telling me what my kids
exactly
can or cannot have?
Right.
That's not up to them. It should be up to me as a parent.
Yeah, I agree. So we want the free market to decide, and it's okay to start a free market education campaign like that if you want, but we definitely don't want to put more regulations on business owners because, again, this is going to require retailers to ask the question, are you going to give this to someone under 13, to document it, and then to file a report with the government every month. Now, that's going to cost money from that business owner and time, and not something that small business owners do. So is that going to help us grow our economy or shrink it? I say shrink it. So business, you know, policies that are passed by government, we need to pay attention to them because we want to get this economy going again. This is the AmeriChicks. We're at the Small Biz Expo. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Freedom begins in your house, not the White House. We Americans enjoy the privileges of a free society, and each of us has a duty and responsibility to keep America's unique ideals of freedom on course. How? Lens of Liberty can help. Lens of Liberty's Free Freedom Kit provides a complete guide to help you be informed, stay vigilant, and fight back for liberty. Order your free freedom kit from lensofliberty.org now. That's lensofliberty.org, so you are armed with the tools necessary to stand for America's ideals.
Hey, welcome back. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We are at the 2017 Small Business Expo right here in Denver. It's just great to see all these entrepreneurs here, Molly. And it's really fun to do this remote.
It sure is. It sure is. And if you're here, come on by and see us. We'd love to see you. And then we're on every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. And we're Denver's Money Talk. And so what we want to do is we want to look at all of the news and really pull out the most important issues that should be on your radar today. Because we know you don't have time. You don't have time to look at it all. And there's so much faux news, and there's faux stuff coming from the media, there's faux stuff coming from politicians, and so what we are doing is we're saying, okay, this we think matters to real regular people, mom and pops and everybody, and then we dissect the issue as right versus wrong instead of right versus left, and then we look for solutions, and we encourage our friends and listeners to share with us your non-government solution to that challenge.
Or smaller government.
What's the number one issue on your heart today? Are you a small business owner like our buddy here who's in, well, I said,
Bill Imani.
In studio with us, but we're actually on location. But Bill Imani, you know, you're a business owner. You know, what regulations, what taxes, what was it with the, you know, the healthcare law that hurt you? Let us know so that we can let Congress know and we can let the president know so they do something different next time. So that's the kind of thing that we want to hear from you guys. And then, of course, every Friday we do our World War II project. So please tune in and listen to The Greatest Generation, because I guarantee you, once people hear the truth about the great sacrifices that America and her allies made in World War II for people who were living under tyranny, you're going to want to stand for that American flag from now on, and you're going to want your kids to know the truth.
Well, right. So on that, Molly, Bill, when we talked about a story about your grandfather in World War II, and we hadn't really planned on talking about that at all today, and I had kind of set it up that we would, but let's wait. Let's have you come in studio on one of our World War II project days and talk about your grandfather who was in counterintelligence in World War II. So let's do that at another time.
Be delighted to do that. Thank you.
Okay,
cool. Now, there's a couple of things that they're talking about with the new change in the health care bill I want to run past you, Bill and Kim, and see what you guys think. So Senate just came out today with their new health care plan, and they need... We can only have, I guess, two Republicans that don't vote for the bill, but there are four Republicans right now saying they're not going to vote for the bill as it is. And so I'm going to throw some things out at you guys and see what you think. So one thing is they are going to preserve care for pre-existing conditions. This is different from what the Senate brought forward, or the House brought forward, because the House was going to give the states the option whether they wanted to cover pre-existing conditions or not. Now the new bill is saying they are going to preserve, states don't have a choice, that every state does have to preserve pre-existing conditions in their insurance policies. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, so that's, again, we're getting into regulations where the government is telling an insurance company what you can and cannot do. Now, think about this. You're an insurance company, and you want to get a lot of customers, and there's some big companies out there that want to offer that benefit to their people. What a great differentiator for them. So you're a Humana or a Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm going to offer pre-existing care. and we're going to, and that's a benefit to them. And so why should the government tell the insurance carriers what they can and cannot do? Because essentially all it's going to do is it's just going to create a tax. So, and it sounds bad to say I'm not against pre-existing conditions, not against that, but it'd be wonderful if companies stepped up and did it just in the free market.
Well, if individuals would go around, like you say, they would shop with different companies to see exactly what they're offering. I think that the other component we don't talk about that much about is bringing healthcare costs down. And when people don't really have to think about who's paying, you know, the bill and how much it's going to be, people just use it. And so if we could get to a point where, in fact, people really took a look at the costs that are involved with the different, if they had a pre-existing condition, instead of just expecting somebody to do a blank check and just pay whatever that bill is. So I think that's really creative, Bill, that yes, instead of having a new tax, a new regulation, let's let the free market take care of it.
Yeah. And then another thing, since you're talking about reducing the cost of the care, one thing that is in this new Senate Republican Obamacare overhaul that just came out today is reducing or repealing all of the tax increases that the medical industry companies are having to pay for coverage.
Love it. What do you think, Bill?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many tax increases that have occurred and that are harming the industry. But if you really look at the underlying costs of healthcare, I think you're right. A lot of people go and they don't think about what it's going to cost. But then there's the whole malpractice side of it that's gotten out of control. So if you're a young person going to school today, and you and I talk to a lot of people who are doctors, and they say tell their kids don't be a doctor because of the cost that it and the malpractice costs and all the things that it costs just to be to get into the healthcare profession. It's astonishing, and it's because of a lot of the excessive lawsuits and a lot of the other I'll call it malpractice that happens too. So we can't forget about that too. So there needs to be some sort of tort reform around that as well.
And with that, what has happened, Bill, is instead of having doctors that have their own little practices, you're seeing many of these different practices being purchased by hospitals. So then instead of having a relationship with your doctor, if you go into the hospital, you will see whatever doctor is on staff at that time. I've had the great fortune of, I've had the same doctor for many, many years. He cares deeply about each of his patients, and there's a relationship there. And that's kind of how healthcare used to be before all of this got out of hand.
Oh, you're right. Well, so my doctor, he's an independent doctor. He's got a big sign on his door that when that Obamacare came out, said, we don't take Obamacare here. And he'd be a great guy for having you on the show to talk about this stuff, because he gets passionate about it, and I hear about it, and it hurts his business. He has a small business. So what do these guys do? Because a lot of people who go and decide to be doctors and family practitioners, they want to help people. Number two, they want to run their own business. And you pull those two things together, and you have an overregulated environment, they're going to go, well, you know what? I'm going to go work for a big provider, and I can't do the things I want to do because of the regulation. And they're having to then conform to a lot of things, a lot of paperwork, and it's just enormous. And you think about the paperwork Obamacare's created. When you go to the doctor and all these forms you have to fill out, somebody's got to file that stuff and keep it and do something with it. And I listened to, actually his mom does the front desk, and she says, oh my gosh, my workload has doubled with Obamacare. Well, that's more costs. So we got to think about every time there's a regulation, there's some administration that goes, and somebody's got to take care of it.
Yeah. Well, and there's an entirely new person that they have to hire usually to do all that paperwork.
Exactly.
Bill. And so we're the Ameritix, and we are talking with a business owner, Bill Imony, because we want to hear real live solutions and thoughts on what government does and how regulations hurt people, how they hurt businesses, how they hurt employees, how they hurt individuals, and all of that. And, you know, the new Senate Obamacare overhaul came out today, and we're talking about some of the changes. You know, but the medical industry taxes, the extra taxes that came on strikers right here in Colorado, and that's one of the groups that lobbied for Obamacare. And then as soon as Obamacare was finalized and passed, and nobody knew what was in it, of course, until it came out, because nobody was allowed to read it because it was 2,200 plus pages, and then regulations were 30,000 pages. But even Stryker, who paid money to help get it passed, had to lay off over 1,000 people as soon as that went went through because they realized it was going to raise their cost so much they couldn't afford to continue to employ these people. So when you put these regulations into place, government, yes, I'm talking to you, when you put these regulations into places, you increase the cost of providing care to people or providing anything to people, and that cost is always shared or passed on to the consumer.
There's not like that business owner is
not going to have more money to pay for that. That's passed on to the consumer. So when you're trying to make healthcare cheaper, here's a point. Don't make it more expensive to provide it.
Right. And what happens then, like you say, I think that some of these companies were somewhat surprised that had been in favor of Obamacare when they realized that, wait a minute, I'm getting taxed. I wanted you to tax the other guy. I didn't want you to tax me.
Yeah. So the last one, and another thing real quick, is they are going to end the individual mandate, the tax, the penalty for the individuals and for employers not offering it. What do y'all think about that?
I love it.
Yep. Agree.
Good. Okay.
And I love the fact it's 142 pages. I think they have a ways to go on this. I'm with you, Bill, as we're really thinking about it. I think repealing and replace, politicians, elected leaders were elected on that, and I think they need to hold up to that promise.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And that's why there was such a strong message from the voters this year that essentially said, hey, we want change. And not hope and change, but change, real change.
A change in our pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The other thing is they are going to block federal payments to the Planned Parenthood.
I like
for
that.
For 1 year.
I do not think that government should be in that business. I don't think they should be funding that business.
They should not be. And the whole problem with that is some of the things that the Planned Parenthood does, and the money goes into this pot, and you're essentially supporting all of it, regardless if you say, I'm only going to give it for this.
Right.
It's going, the money doesn't go into different bank accounts or something. It goes into one big pot, and you're supporting everything. If you support one thing they do, you're supporting everything they do.
That is one of the first words that I learned when I was on city council was that they said money is fungible. And I'm like, what does that mean exactly? It means exactly what you just said, Bill.
Yeah, you're throwing it into the deep black hole. And the reason it's so loud is because we are at the Small Biz Expo right here in Denver, and so that's why it's loud. But we're coming to an end, and we just want to say we're the Americhicks. We would love to hear your solutions to big government problems, because when big government comes in to fix solutions, usually they end up hurting people, and so that's why it's worth talking to somebody out of the fishbowl, out of D.C. to find out how those regulations really hurt people. So, the Senate has come out with their health care bill today. Looks like it's still got some changes to do. We want to encourage Congress to stay there, get their work done.
You got it.
Get something done, because we would like to be able to afford our health care again. And you know what? Get the budget done as well.
I totally agree. And Molly, we want to say thank you to Bill Imony. He is a new friend of ours. We're excited about this new business that you're starting, and of course, the business Trinity that you have as well, and your book Jargon. So, Bill, it's been great having you here.
No, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
It's been really a lot of fun. So, as we're talking about business here at the Small Business Expo, there is a pick-me-up. There's a determination. There's a perseverance to be successful. And what is that exactly? And, Vince Lombardi, the great football coach, had a wonderful quote. He said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength. It's not a lack of knowledge, but rather in a lack of will." And that's what you see here, is people have a will to be successful, to go after the American dream.
They sure do. And we want to encourage everybody that you can do that, too. Get on up there and do it. We really do love to help each other. And if we want to start a small business and you're looking for some help and you're looking for some counselors, let us know. We're the Americhicks, Molly and Kim, and we have a lot of good friends. And we want to share exceptional endeavors and exceptional stories. So if you have one you'd like to share, let us know that, too. We're the Americhicks at gmail.com and KDMT 1690 AM every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 PM. This is us signing out. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This is-